Green is brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax. Above the crowd. Visit remaxliving.co.za.
Yeah, hello, and it's great to be here. Just one day or a couple of days before the stupendous Africa Utility Week opens here in Cape Town next week. One of the people who is heavily involved with that is Claire Janish. I'm getting her name absolutely right. She is a biomimicry professional. Now, biomimicry, that's the one to concentrate on. As you may imagine, biomimicry is mimicking nature. Am I right, Claire?
Yes, the practice of learning from nature, not just about nature, in order to copy nature, to develop more sustainable and more resilient designs.
Yeah. Now, I've never met a real live biomimicry professional, and here is one. Give me an example of how this works to the benefit of us, our species.
So whatever function we're trying to achieve as a human species, it's very likely that nature's already done it in a way that is sustainable and resilient. Mm-hmm. So my job is to figure out any challenge you have, ask nature, has nature done that before, whether it's capture water or clean water, and then figure out how nature has done that, and then turn that into principles that can be applied by engineers, architects, designers, etc.
Yeah. No-brainer, really, isn't it? Yeah.
It is.
I've heard about spider webs and how and materials and most people will have some idea of what biomimicry does, but with water, what are your main areas of expertise there?
We're very interested in how to clean some of the worst pollutants. And mm-hmm. then second of all, what we're really interested in is that the context of our world has changed. The number of people is increasing. The availability of resources is reducing. So what we need to do is we need to shift our strategy to this new context. And so one of the best things to look at is all of those ecosystems in nature generally flourish when there's less space and mm-hmm. when the resources are diminished. So how do we meet our water needs and our wastewater needs by copying nature's functions?
So, yes, you can copy nature and nature's incredible efficiency, but it takes time. Usually things in nature take more time.
No, actually, sometimes they take a lot quicker as well. And it's about effectiveness over time. So I might take a much faster time to make a plastic bottle, but that plastic bottle then has huge implications in terms of pollution. And in the long term, the implications are so huge that it takes a lot longer for us to ever deal with that issue. Whereas if I take a little bit longer to figure out how to mimic nature's plastics and make those, the long-term implications is that it doesn't have that huge pollution load, and so it actually is a better result. So generally in design, if you take a longer time to design something, it ends up having longer lasting benefit for everybody.
Yeah, well, that makes a lot of sense. Yes. And ticks all the sustainability boxes.
Yes.
So if you were going to scale it up, if you do water purification or water treatment, whatever you want to call it, at a small scale, can you scale it up to, you know, city size?
Well, that's the genius of nature. Nature doesn't scale things to huge size. Nature does networking to scale. So what we're looking to do is look at how you can have distributed resources and distributed systems that are then networked effectively through things like smart grids, etc., that enable us to achieve things at scale in a more sustainable and resilient way. Mm.
And if you picked up smart grids there, that's a cue. That'll be in African Utility Week next week. Smart grids are the buzz talk amongst electrical engineers. Are you taken seriously by the industry?
Well, actually, it's the one project that we have in an informal settlement is taken very seriously and getting a lot of publicity, and it's one of the tours of Water Utility Week. But the most interesting thing about it is it is a solution that does work in the context that we're looking for now. Our systems are not resilient and they're not sustainable, and yet the systems of biomimicry are. So that's why people are taking them seriously.
Right. Well, strength to your arm in that field, because you certainly need to overcome a kind of monolithic thinking sometimes.
Yeah, it's called biomimicry thinking. It's actually the ultimate in systems thinking, because if you look to any solution in nature, it's already solved it at the level of a system really effectively. So not just how it's made, but it made life-friendly. What happens at the end of life, totally life-friendly, and then everything in between is fitted to the context as well, which is what we need to learn to do.
Well, African Utility Week will be featuring biomimicry experts and biomimicry information, and please come along and meet the biomimicry people and get the propaganda, because it's very, very important. You're going to be hearing a lot more about this in the future. And maybe one day biomimicry will be the basic discipline of how we live on the planet. How would you feel about that, Claire?
Yeah, that's what we ask. Can everybody ask nature for advice before we design anything?
Yeah. Right, I'll give you details about African Utility Week in just a moment. But in the meantime, Claire, thanks very much. Go and have a good breakfast. Claire Janish. biomimicry professional and founder of Biomimicry SA. She'll be a keynote speaker in the seminal water segment of African Utility Week, 16th to 18th of June next week. And a reminder that the exhibition at the CTICC is open to all and free. So come along and learn all about energy, water, and African Utility Week and the people exhibiting there, including www.biomimicrysa.co.za. Biomimicry SA, one word. From me, John Richards, thanks for listening.
Being Green was brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax. Above the crowd. Visit remaxliving.co.za. Our blue planet is made up of air, water and land. Together they form the biosphere. When you add white and red to our blue planet, you get Remax. Care, consciousness and commitment. At Remax, we don't just work in the community, we live there too. That's why we are committed towards a sustainable ecosystem. Skills development and training. A home is four walls. Our vision is forever. Visit remaxliving.co.za. Remax. Above the crowd.